Whether you're headed to a public pool in Philadelphia, the beaches in New Jersey and Delaware, or nearby lakes and rivers, water safety skills can prevent fatal drownings. It's especially important during an ongoing lifeguard shortage. WHYY's Nicole Leonard tells us more.
Nine-year-old Avery Billups and her brother Ashton Billups jump into the public pool at Chu Playground in South Philadelphia. People are here celebrating the pool's opening day for summer.
Sometimes he does handstands underwater, and I do too.
I did backflips in the underwater.
The Billups siblings learned to swim here at the public pool, which offers free lessons to neighborhood kids and local summer camp programs. Their mother, Angela Sawyer, says water safety was always important for her family.
Very important, because anything can happen. They can save a life. I can save a life.
But despite awareness campaigns about safe swimming, drowning deaths among young kids rose 12% between 2020 and 2021. That's according to a new national report. At the same time, there's an ongoing national lifeguard shortage, which has caused some local programs to limit or delay swimming lessons. That's why Rutgers emergency physician Dr. Aaron Mucky in New Jersey says it's crucial for people to learn even basic water safety skills.
Something that we always want to teach little ones and big ones how to do is to be able to flip over onto their back and be able to float with their head in the water, because that's something where just that skill can give them a little bit of more time to get rescued.
Public health experts say everyone should swim where there is a lifeguard present and on duty. Children should be under the constant supervision of an adult or caregiver. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.